ghouls. Son of a bitch, what are you talking about?
You know, funny little green ghouls called...
What? Like in movies and cartoons? What are...
Oh, green ghouls, buddy!
Don't write ghouls.
I'm not!
I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
All right, guys, welcome to Area 215. This is Sam Hot Vodka Moss.
This is Aaron, the 2-inch Punisher.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. You already know.
Yeah. I was going to do it, but then I was like, na-na-na-na-na.
Batman.
Sorry.
I felt incomplete. I'm sorry.
Ass man?
I said Batman because it just didn't resolve and it was a thing.
Sorry for the delay. It's been a little hard for us to meet up recently.
Yeah, COVID.
We're back to indoor dining, so we pretty busy.
Yeah, we're spread thin, and my dog got surgery.
She's good now, though, right?
She has a checkup this week. She's making me nervous. She likes to play too much. I'm like, lay the fuck down. I was going to say, she's very high energy, and it's not that we don't snuggle. She just, it's hard to explain. I'm gonna get back to the kind of dog-like subject that we have going on, though.
Yeah.
And leave my personal stuff out of this. I love my dog very much. I wasn't trying to sound like I don't love her.
I also love your dog. I didn't mean to sound like I didn't love her.
We all love your dog.
Your dog is one of my favorite dogs ever.
Thank you. She genuinely gets excited when she sees you. She
makes me very happy.
She actually cares.
Well, it's so funny because you were all dressed up as Guy Fieri and she like one by one sniffed you guys and was like, okay, this is Tim. Oh my God. Hi. And then she's like, oh my God, Aaron used to take care of me all the time. Flop around.
For the record, we dressed up as Guy Fieri for Halloween. This wasn't just like a regular Tuesday. I mean, he is.
I did cut all of the wigs to look like a Guy Fieri.
Also,
he is my hope and dream. And I just want him to know, Guy Fieri, if you're listening to this, I would do anything to just be in your presence for like 5 seconds.
Sam?
Well, I was in that liquor store, but I couldn't. Batman offered me a really cool Guy Fieri frying pan. And she said,
Do you want a Guy Fieri pan?
And I was like, or a guy pan.
A guy pan.
And I was like, I don't know what that means, but I assume it has to do with Guy Fieri. So yes.
But Sam had a really good idea. And this is, I'm sorry, I'm getting so sidetracked on this, but I just think that they had really good costumes. Sam, you were the one that came up with the idea of printing out his mouth and putting it over top of the face mask, right?
Well, we were going to buy a Guy Fieri face mask and Tim sent them to me and I was like, hell no, these are fucking $12 each and I'm not buying them for literally everybody up in this restaurant right now.
Like,
plus it is a week before Halloween, they are not coming in.
Yeah, no. I mean with all the mail and shit getting all backed up. But
fucking
like,
smart.
I think you and I definitely would have used the face mask more than once, but it was the fact that it was... What, 6-7 people that we had to buy it for? I guess it ended up being 5.
The other people don't have the confidence that you do. They would just be like, okay, this is
Tim all. Would have never, ever, ever worn it again.
He would have maybe, possibly turned it inside out to go to the grocery store if he forgot one.
Yeah. Which is hilarious because then he's making out with Guy Fieri.
Sorry, babe.
All right, let's get back to he's still a beast.
Werewolves.
Let's talk about werewolves.
Yeah, we're talking about Pennsylvania werewolves today, and has this been a wild ride?
Yeah, there's a shitload of stuff out about werewolves, so we gotta kind of split this up.
Yeah, we're gonna do 2 episodes.
At least 2 episodes. I feel like we should cut it off at 2 episodes, because we get too intense, but...
Technically, our official first 2 episode, the ghost episode just
that we
happened
knew about.
That way, because we were Zooming it. But
this we're planning.
Yeah.
Because we are organized.
You gals want to talk about how you're breaking it up?
Okay. So this week is basically an introduction to werewolves and lycanthropy and how a human body would, you know, I guess on a cellular structure, transform into a werewolf.
Yeah. We're talking about science and like what it would be like if you actually transformed. And then next time we're going to talk about like more magical sides of stuff. So we're going to talk about magical transformations as opposed to like the scientific or biological transformation.
Hint, hint. Guys, remember shifting from the mermaid episode? Well, it's a coming back.
It's a coming. Can you put an echo on that?
What, for coming back?
It's a coming.
Okay.
Just put echoes every time I say it's a coming, which I'm going to say a lot.
Ew.
So we're going to talk about magical transformations and the more magical side of stuff, including lore. And specifically Pennsylvania werewolf sightings, because there are a lot of werewolf sightings in Pennsylvania, which is kind of why we started this. And then it just ended up being a shitload of of content, and
yeah, it's really easy to just indulge, honestly, and not know where to end and hang it up.
Yeah, and so now we're already drinking our cocktail, which I am halfway done.
Sam, please discuss, because it is gorgeous.
It's very gorgeous.
So I wanted to create a cocktail that looked icy cold just like the moon, but felt very warming while you drank it. So I kind of boxed myself in with this one. But I'm pretty pleased with the final product. It's not...
I'd get in this box any day, dude.
Yeah, it's not exactly how I envisioned it, but it's like close enough.
This is like if you put what I wanted to smell like in a drink, and I know that's weird, but...
No, but honestly, every time you described it to me, and I know that you had worked really hard on this, and like, it happens, we trial and error, and like you said, box ourselves in, but every time you told me this is what you wanted to get to, and then you let me try it, I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Hell yeah. So, we're covered in glitter, because once again, there is edible glitter in it, but I think this is the most edible glitter I've ever put into a liquid form and then ingest it.
Because it was floating in the air. Yeah. Like it
always
was
covered in glitter.
Yep.
And as we learned before, edible glitter is tiny pieces of glass. Thank you, Aaron.
I'm a scientist. It's fine. It's fine.
I still don't know what this is made out of.
I said it today. I was like, I don't know, glass. I have no idea. I'm pretty sure it's a weird kind of plastic, but I don't understand how edible glitter's made. Whatever. It's fine.
So the cocktail, it's called Bark at the Moon. So for Bark those that moon. Want to embrace the power of the moon, this is a cocktail for you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You know, as you know, the ingredients are going to be listed on our Patreon, but I'll give you a little teaser of it now. Yeah, so it has vanilla vodka in it, a couple other things that I will not mention, lemon juice, and of course, to tie it back into Pennsylvania, we have Hank's Vanilla Cream Soda in it.
Sponsor me.
Yeah, I mean...
I do want to say I'm very proud of myself for not having brought into the fact that it does kind of look like cum until this moment. I'm proud. God, sorry, guys.
We're never gonna be able to make a cocktail that looks like not a bodily cum. Fluid.
No, but my thing is, like, there's times where I give you things and we either try and name it or you guys describe it, and I feel like it's almost always something about like ball sack or whatever. And I'm like, no, can we not say that? Like, these are good drinks.
And yeah, it might be like cloudy, glittery, like cum, but at least.
Tastes good.
It's pretty, though.
It's incredibly gorgeous, and I love it, and it's making Batman's lips all sparkly. Sam, okay. Can you turn towards me so I can see if your lips are sparkly? You're gorgeous.
I don't think this much cum in a glass would look good.
It's like a Starbucks latte, dude.
Dude, no, not again.
All right, so let's talk about werewolves. As with a lot of popularized cryptids, physical descriptions of werewolves vary widely for a shit ton of reasons.
Yeah.
So, like, cultural, societal, religious, like, werewolf lore extends throughout all continents and for a very, very, very long time. But this specific cryptid's appearance has been illustrated in various ways throughout various forms of entertainment, which solidified it in like a whole bunch of ways. So there's so many people that are like, this is the one true werewolf that is much different than the person next to them saying that something else is a very true werewolf.
Right.
So most sightings throughout Pennsylvania specifically cite them to be about 7 feet tall. They always walk on their hind legs. They're very muscular and they weigh between like 400 and 500 pounds. So that has to be like an incredibly muscular. Like, I know dudes who are 7 foot that are, like, maybe 250, 300 pounds, like, 280
in there. I'm only going to gently touch on this just to give people kind of an idea. I know one description they were explaining, even though it looked like a dog-like creature, its legs were like those from a kangaroo.
Yeah, they're, like, kind of backwards and strange.
They're, like, humongous.
Yeah. So, like, but the... there are a few things that kind of go throughout all European lore, and a lot of the European lore is what comes to America, the continental United States of America. So there's variations on whether or not if it has a man's head or a wolf's head. There's different like forms of which parts of the body are man and wolf. But a telltale sign throughout European folklore is that their eyebrows meet at the bridge of their nose and that they have curved fingernails, low set ears, and a swinging stride, which kind of goes back to the way that their legs are formed, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So there's also this super weird belief that comes from European folklore that
Did you say super weird?
Super weird.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, this information is like rude.
But if you cut the skin of a werewolf in their human form, you'll be able to see fur underneath. Wow. So if I like cut you guys right now while you're in your human form, I would know that you're a werewolf because you have fur underneath, which I think is weird. Please don't cut your friends.
Wait, wait. I have questions.
Yep.
So it's talking about picking up the layer of skin that's covering the fur and cutting them, right?
Yeah, so it's like this belief that there's a skin that grows over your actual form. So like you are a furred beast and then skin epidermis goes over top of that.
So there's, but you have to like, so they, you.
I know. Wait. This is European folklore. Don't be mad at me for this. I think they believe that all seven layers of the skin form on top of the fur and that the fur is then between the skin and the muscle. I think that's.
That sounds uncomfortable.
It sounds really uncomfortable. And imagine if it was like moving underneath your skin. All right. So the other thing that I have about the appearance is just about bipedalism. And how inefficient it is. So it is one of the most inefficient gaits in the animal kingdom. But we can carry tools and use stuff. There's less area for sun exposure and a couple other things. We look super scary. We're taller. But our back hurts all the time and our knees hurt all the time and our heart's working too much.
Sounds like big boobs.
Yeah, so like the manifestation of this lore is kind of weird because it's a bipedal creature that just shouldn't be bipedal.
Yeah, but I'm sure that it was made bipedal to... Or like, you know, depicted as bipedal to help humanize it a little bit more.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So... What would it look like if a wolf became bipedal? Is kind of the next big thing that we're going to try to get into. God, I'm already like kind of drunk, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I finished my drink. This shit's slamming. I wish I would have just made a whole shit ton of it.
So today, our second drink, because usually we have like at least one beer after our cocktails. We are specifically drinking Coors Light. Because my dad always called them silver bullets when I was growing up, and we just thought that would be fun. So, if I could please have a Coors Light, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
A single bullet, if you would.
Mama got the tall cans.
Wait, that joke,
they're
like,
gross.
I really hate when people are like, you go up to them and you're like, what do you need? And they're like, $1 million. But also at the same time, when people are like, Miller Lite and a water, I'm like, but you already have a water. That's my joke back to you that'll never get old.
My joke is that Coors.
Pussy.
My joke is that Coors Light and. I shouldn't say this because I love Coors Banquet and I would love to be sponsored by Coors, but Coors Light tastes like if an alcoholic pissed in a can. Like, that's what Coors Light tastes like to me. I'm only doing this because of this stupid thing my dad used to say.
Cool.
So let's talk about the anatomy of werewolves and, like, what the fuck would it... What would happen if a human transformed into a wolf man guy?
Wolf man.
Wolf man.
All right, so... I decided to tackle this cellular biology, basically. I would also really like to point out, I was not good at cellular biology in school. It was a class that I would skip from time to time, even though I did eventually want to be like, I want to be a biologist. Whatever. I also didn't go to school for shit like this. So this is all just based
on... None of us did. We should say none of us have gone to school for this. No. I sucked at biology in general.
So werewolf transformation. Later down the line, we're going to get a little bit more into what forces the transformation and the few different things that do force the transformation. But I do have like a quick little description of...
Wait, maybe we should preface this with... So one of the most interesting things to consider about werewolves is that they can both be scientific or fantastical creatures, depending on how they become a werewolf. So like... Yeah. Was this like a genetic mutation, a curse, a transfer of blood or bodily fluid, X, Y, and Z? We're going to talk about a lot of those more ethereal, magical things next time. But like, what would it look like if you had a genetic mutation or you were biologically predisposed to lycanthropy? There's a lot of different ways you can go about this.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Lycanthropy and just werewolves in general is just like such a huge, like kind of convoluted topic because everything is contradictory. You know, everybody says something different. I was reading a couple different websites that were supposed to be scientifically based, but then reading about like, you know, like the like physics also, because there's certain things that like technically can't happen because of like it just can't.
Yeah, so there's like certain math that the world has put forth that works within our universe and galaxy that you cannot break. So there are certain things that just do not make sense with this. We're going to try to skip over a lot of those things that just do not make sense and try to figure out how this would enact itself in real life.
Okay. Werewolf transformation through a virus. So we've all heard of the parvovirus. You know, it's something that like puppies need to get vaccinated for. It's something that like can kill puppies and dogs and stuff like that. So this theory basically states that wolves are a natural host to the lupine parvovirus. So there's the canine parvovirus, and then now there's the lupine parvovirus, which is responsible, supposedly, for lycanthropy.
Wait, like lycanthropy as in terms of like the psychological disorder, or lycanthropy in terms of transformation into a different animal?
Lycanthropy in terms of transformation into a different animal.
Word. Okay.
According to this, werewolves can transmit the virus of, you know, the LPV to humans through biting. It's only carried by canines and primates, though. So you can't, I guess, get it from something else. Like, you couldn't get it from a moose if you wanted to.
But. Right. So the idea of lycanthropy being something that, like, a person being able to turn into any animal doesn't actually make sense. You can only have this from very specific sex of the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like lupine parvovirus cannot be transmitted to a cat, and it cannot be transmitted to a deer, or, you know, anything that's outside of the realm of like just canine in general or primates. So word. Technically, certain apes could get lupine parvovirus, which is horrifying.
Yeah, I don't. What it? Ape wolves?
Yeah.
Ape wolves.
I'm picturing, what if that's King Kong?
I mean, I feel like that has to be what that is. There's no way that that's not that, because I just decided that it is.
So yeah, the lupine parvovirus is like one of the reasons, at least in some of the research that I did, that would start some of the cellular changes. So transformation stages. Your entire form changes on an anatomical level. Your bones are breaking, changing shape, and also mending, while muscles are just tearing and reforming for new structure. So you're just in agony.
Yeah, like, your shit's just literally ripping apart. Bones should not rip apart, and they are going to rip apart.
Transformation is supposed to take up to almost 6 weeks to complete. It's highly painful. It's not so. Another thing I actually did want to quicken point out was, all of our ideas, your idea, my idea, everybody in this room's idea of a werewolf literally only stems from cinema and media. And that's
there is no way that somebody could transform into a completely different creature or even a hybrid creature in a couple hours, a couple minutes. Like, when you look at the transformations of these like cinematic universes, some of them are super cool, and of course it's just like because it looks awesome, and it does look dope when like somebody's tearing out of their human skin to become this like big giant gross beast that's like hairy and disgusting and just like ha. But like, it literally would not make sense for that to happen within any less time than 6 weeks. And the second Sam had said that to me, I was like, that makes so much sense. Like, there's no way that somebody could transform all of the cells in their body.
Nobody could live through that.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I will say, when we started doing this research, it started to, like, scratch a part of my brain where, like, in my childhood, I was like, I'm remembering a very specific show, and I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. And I swore it was on Fox.
Animorphs?
Well, no, it wasn't Animorphs. And at first, like, I found, like, one that was just called The Werewolf, but it came out in the 80s. And I was like, weird, I really thought this came out in the 90s. And then I finally found it. Fucking Big Wolf on Campus.
All
hilarious.
Right.
That show is fucking hilarious. I watched a few episodes because I said I was doing research. I wasn't doing research. I was smoking weed and drinking coffee and watching that. But I kind of want to do that as a bonus content episode, is get you and I super stoned and maybe Sam a good buzz on and fucking watch that and just watch your totally guys' reaction.
Drunk. Hell yeah.
Like, you guys had never seen it or heard of it, but I was poor and that was like the one channel we had and I definitely remember it.
No, I feel like I should have remembered that because that was right in my time. Like, I feel like I should have known what that was and it just hilarious. Didn't look familiar. But that doesn't mean that if I watch it, I might not remember it, because I probably will remember it the second it's on.
And like, hopefully. It's definitely like one of the cinematic ones where he like gets like bit or scratched in the forest and he's like, ah, wolf now.
For some reason, I want to say that whatever I saw on Disney was always scratching, because I feel like biting was like too sexy. Yeah, it was like too risque to bite something.
They like name drop all the other like edgy shows of that time, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch and like Buffy and shit. And it's just funny. Anyway,
Clarissa explained most of it.
But yeah, we should do that as like a bonus content episode.
So yeah, what else you got for us, Dr. Professor Hot Vodka Money Moss?
So the first thing to change is temperature. Your atoms begin to vibrate and rub against each other.
Someone said something about liking our ASMR, so...
Who said that?
Somebody on the internet.
Glad you like the...
Me burping and almost vomiting.
I hate that. All right. I mean, whatever. Who cares? Okay.
I don't know.
Now I don't remember where I was. All right. Atoms begin to... Oh, my God.
Atoms vibrating.
Holy fuck. Atoms begin to vibrate and rub against each other, creating friction in the body, which generates a lot of heat. Your skin's going to start feeling like it's burning. It's also been described as your skin being literally on fire.
It sounds
so
like
an
it's just...
hot condom.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like your whole body just did bad Molly.
Yeah. So this is beyond an ordinary fever. This is technically like fevers that you should go to the hospital for. But I guess if you know that you're transforming, you kind of have to just wait it out. So now to move on to some of your organs, not just, you know, your skin being on fire.
Tell me about my orgs.
Your eyes are another first thing to transform. The tissue that's behind the retina, the tapetum lycidum.
God, I love when you speak dirty to me.
That's basically like, you know when you look at your dog or your cat or like whatever fucking animal in the middle of the night and you see that eyeball like glow?
Oh, like, it's the glow.
Yeah.
I thought it was the shape. Okay.
No. So that's the glow that starts to form. So your eyes start to get that translucent reflective property to them.
Right. Cool.
Because that's what improves night vision. Your iris and your cornea will slowly expand and start to take up more of your eyeball surface, making the pupils appear smaller. Kind of like how dog's eyes, you can see the whites of their eyes, but you know, only sometimes when they move their eyes a certain way.
This is what I mean by I'm kind of an idiot and I don't understand biology.
I mean, I also like don't fully, I understand some of this stuff. I don't understand all of it. I was also told the other day that we were wrong about something in the mermaid episode. And I was like, did I not say that
by
I'm
who?
Surprised that I graduated high school?
Wait, what was it?
Mike Bell.
Mike Bell said what?
Mike Bell was like, it wasn't the Iliad, it was the Odyssey that you guys were talking about.
Oh, probably, but fuck Greek mythology anyway.
Wait. Also, you guys think you're dumb until you just brought up the fact that I normally don't see my dog's whites of her eyes? I thought about it. I was like, oh my God.
Wait, I don't.
Also,
hey, Mike.
I look at her eyes
John.
A lot.
Mike and John are
well,
now
John's
really
a scientist.
Oh, hey, Mike and John.
He's a chemist.
Also,
that's
like,
a scientist.
Continue to tell us when we're wrong. Half the time we're like half drunk doing this, and we'd like to like at least try to tell people the right information
they
eventually.
Love the concept of it, by the way. All right.
Yeah, because we're adorable.
John, I want more Oplex. Let me buy it off you.
So some of the next things to start to form is your hearing, your smell. Early.
So we're
werewolves.
Getting up to them dog senses.
Yeah, you get these dog senses, doggy. So there's cartilage production that causes your nose and your ears to swell and enlarge. Your nose starts to become wider and a little bit more flatter. and your ears actually start to become pointed and they move up a little bit.
So like you like physically start to kind of mimic this placement of dog features on you.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So there is some sort of skeletal change that also starts to happen. So like your ears don't move entirely from the position that they are now as much as your skull starts to change its shape. So it's not like you're literally picking your ears up from the side and putting them on the top of your head.
It's your skull moves, which yeah. then moves. But it's not.
While all of this other stuff is happening, there's a lot of like, so like the like physical stuff that's happening to you, there's a lot of stuff cellularly happening to you, as well as like, you know, skeletally, muscly, and like circulatory, like your organs are shifting. Like, so they're. It's not, yeah. So there's a lot happening.
Yeah. And like, I'm still, and I know this just has to do with all of the werewolf content that I've consumed that is like visual media, like shows and movies and shit, where I'm still imagining all of this happening in like minutes.
Yeah.
But it's over 6 weeks.
Me too. I'm also picturing
it. Your ear slowly starts to raise up a little bit and your eyes change. And like, I'm still imagining it in like a couple minutes. And that's weird to me.
So eventually your sense of smell becomes 100 times better and your hearing is also quadrupled.
Yeah, bitch. I hear real good when there's a full moon. Actually, there's no correlation between werewolves and the full moon until whatever.
Maybe it's fine. I should try and do this. I always say that I think I would be a way better dog.
Well, this yeah, is. Dude. We'll talk about the magic part and how you can do that.
Actually, I mean, like,
if
I just
gonna catch
I don't
a virus. It might as well be this. Should I just roll around in puddles? The vet said that's how I could get it.
I'm about to start a crazy conspiracy theory. This is what the coronavirus vaccine is. Is it's gonna turn you into a werewolf? That's it. That's
Stop.
It. I'm just
I don't
saying it.
Discourage people.
Inject
from getting
me, motherfucker.
Vaccinated. But vaccines. Vaccines are okay. Please don't not vaccinate.
Yeah, it'll turn you into a werewolf. It'll be super dope.
Shut up, Baron. I want normal work one day. God.
I mean, you can normally work as a werewolf.
Yeah, dude.
God.
Yeah, but I don't want
Maybe
people
then we'll
to
get
die
rid of capitalism. Because what do dogs need with money? What? I just solved the world's problems.
All right. So
people don't need money either. They're just rude.
Yeah, consensus and whatever.
Fucking imaginary structure annoying. Up the ass. Anyway.
Hair and skin.
Give me that hairy skin.
So, you know, you get an increase in body hair and facial hair. Mm-hmm. Like those who
Are we having the birds and the bees talk?
No.
No, we're having the, yes, is, I understand well, I'm Greek talk.
This is kind of, I guess you're going, I mean, kind of. Wolf you puberty. Are going through a sense of puberty. I mean, like, do you guys remember when you were kids and you had growing pains? Like,
I feel like this is literally puberty in 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Right, you get the growth spurts and like you're just like
well, growth,
ow,
growth
all the
spurts,
time.
Growth spurts happen because there's certain cartilage in your bones that aren't solidified until you're done growing.
Right.
Right.
And that basically re-happens when you start to transform into a werewolf is your bones, they de-ossify. So instead of being like harder, they just kind of get more malleable to start to get more cartilage in them because you're technically going through a growth spurt. Yeah, all right, back to this. Increase in body and facial hair, like those who suffer from hypotrichosis, which we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, we're going to talk about congenital hypertrichosis universalis in like the ending part of this, but I'm not going to lie, I love that word. Hypertrichosis is like one of my favorite things to say within the last couple weeks. Cool, good talk.
No, I don't know why you... Congratulations, that's awesome.
I that just make me feel so stupid. Continue.
It's Latin. It's not that high level. It's just dumb.
Shut up, you're smart. Anyway, Sam!
As your hair becomes coarser and thicker, the hands, the feet, and the face become bruised and swollen as if they had been severely beaten.
But that's because of the breakage, right?
It's a little bit because of the breakage and because you're... developing hair like
so it's like the follicle too.
Yeah, so we all have like hair technically all over our body, but it's just less in some areas
that
than it
so
is
painful.
Yeah, I mean this entire transformation is painful. Becoming a werewolf is not fun and games.
Take a picture of me right now making this face and it'll be bonus content because I hate it. Please don't do that.
The swelling and bruising starts to spread as the victim experiences new bone growth.
I feel weird about the fact they use the word victim, because then it makes me feel like it hurts that much more.
Well, it could be like... Oh, wait, no.
This victim is the right word. I'm just like, it just makes me like cringe more. I mean, more.
Victims of like any type of virus.
Yeah, well, I feel like werewolves have always... I've always watched werewolf transformations in cinema or read about them and been like, ow, that hurts. But hearing you talk about it right now...
This worse. Is painful. This is all it really is, painfully like hard things to listen to.
It's puberty instead so of over years. It's in 6 weeks and more intense.
And it's just like, yeah, it like makes my skin crawl to like hear each one of these things. Sorry to keep interrupting, but like it's just to protect my brain.
Okay, so when I edit and every time one of us says I scream as I cut it out. So we cut out a lot of ums because I realize that they're just here we go again.
It just sounded like you said hemorrhoid. I just want to say that, Aaron. Go ahead.
Speaking of hemorrhoids, though, we're actually on the anal glands and the tail production.
I just said subcab.
Aaron actually told me that I needed to take the part of the anal glands out.
I was like, I don't know if it's really important, but at this point in my life, I feel like it might be crucial.
Yeah. So, speaking of hemorrhoids, your body starts to develop glands, which help mark territory, which is what happens with dogs and anal glands and stuff like that.
And cats.
Butt sniffs.
And cats. So that's all I'm going to get into with the anal glands. I am cutting out a large section of anal glands, but you get
change.
It.
Your glands change in your body.
Yeah, your glands change, and some of the glands that start to change or anal glands.
If you have hemorrhoids, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're becoming a werewolf, but it's possible.
It could be. It could be.
It's possible.
Yeah, so while your glands are developing and everything else is changing, your coccyx, which is a portion of your spine.
I'm five. I'm a kid.
I know, I just eyebrowed.
Your coccyx starts to become elongated into a fully functional tail, which also helps in the production of the anal glands.
All right.
I mean, you get a tail.
I know, but all of that, you're like, your coccyx gets elongated. Sorry.
So we're going to get on to the nails and the rest of your limbs.
Cool.
So the nails on your fingers and toes become loose and fall off. As the distal phalanx bones, the tip of your finger bones, where your nail bones actually grow. I know, I have a really hard time with nails. Nails really fucking creep me out.
Me too.
So your nails fall off as your fingers start to grow, but you eventually start to grow like hook nails, and they're actually thicker than human nails, so it's less hard for you to...
It's still freaking me out. I'm sorry.
I know. No, you're totally fine, dude. I fucking hate them. So your your hands start, like, as they're swelling and stuff like this, they actually start to form more like bear claws, which limits the use of your thumbs. But it makes it easier to dig and move on all fours. So the elongation and thickening of forearms, feet, and spinal column occur shortly after. This helps aid in quadrupedal movements. However, bipedal movement still remains feasible. So next we're going to move on to teeth and jaws. Your skull and jawbone becomes larger and more elongated, like we were saying earlier. Your human teeth become loose and fall out as your skull
hate
grows.
That.
Yeah, so you just grow a whole new set of teeth?
Yeah, you get sharper teeth.
But they're it's not just sharper teeth, there's just like a whole new set of teeth, and that's wild.
So werewolves can have up to 42 teeth, 4 canines, 12 incisors, 16 premolars, and 10 molars. Humans have 32 teeth, 4 canines, 8 incisors, 8 premolars, and 12 molars.
You grow 10 more teeth in your head, so your jaw expands.
Enough
your
to fit.
Your jaw and skull expand to fit 10 more teeth. You see, like, what, 10 teeth when you're smiling?
When I was a kid, none of my teeth would fall out. And much like sharks, my teeth started to grow behind them.
Cool. So toddlers are disgusting.
I mean, this was, like, first grade. Like, I had to get, like, half of my teeth. I know, this is a lot. We don't have to keep this.
No, keep it.
I had to get a bunch of my teeth removed when I was, like, six.
Batman's getting fucking...
But I may have started, and then my parents were like, no, pull them out. Not ready for a werewolf child. That's when my mom was still around, not going to get cigarettes or milk or anything.
All right, we're getting into some of the big daddy changes over here. So for big daddy change, Mama Hot Vodka needs another silver bullet.
I'm low too.
So many of the changes to a werewolf's appearance and abilities are a direct result of the adaptation to its bones and muscular structure, which is what I was saying earlier. Like, all of that stuff that I just mentioned, like the eyes, the teeth, the nails, the hair, all of that. While that's happening, it's only possible because of your, like, these other things. So let's talk about some growth plates, like kind of what I was saying earlier. Your bones will break.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Very quickly, one after another, and they just begin to change the shape. So as they're breaking, they're reforming, and then they break again, and then they reform again. And they, like, the first time I broke a bone was when I was 9 years old, and I thought that I would never remember what that pain felt like. But when I rebroke my bone again as an adult, I was like, I know it's broken because I know what this feels like. So having to experience that over and over for 6 weeks sounds like I'd probably just take a silver bullet to my head. And I mean 100%. That in a way that would kill me, not in a way
right, like
that
a
I'm
murder by
fucking,
suicide way.
Yeah, not just getting hammered.
No, yeah, I get that. I would definitely take like at least a 40 gauge to my fucking dome, dude. Yeah, dude.
I was honestly picturing when you said that a keg of Coors Light.
Oh, that
also
might be fun
drop
too.
A keg on me.
Know.
That's fine.
Let's not make this dark and suicidal.
A
I
keg
like that.
Of Coors Light.
I'm still taking a 40 gauge.
Keg stains.
So this starts at the core of your body, your torso, and then starts to move to your extremities.
Like radially. I hate that.
So like I don't know what breaking your sternum feels like, but
horrible.
I don't.
My little sister had open heart surgery when she was 21. She was 20 years old, I think. The pain that she described to me was like so fucking hard for me to listen to. Yeah. And she had like a surgical break of the sternum. So it was like
so
a clean, it was a clean break. I cannot imagine. And shout out to anybody who has broken their sternum. I cannot fucking imagine what that feels like.
So I'm going to get a little into the growth plate stuff. It is kind of dense.
Because it's ossified. I learned that word this week.
But I'm going to just kind of break it down for like just any random person listening to
big
basically
dummy dumb
be understand this. So the reason why your bones like are breaking and reforming and all of this, because it's reversing ossification. All right. So let me break this down for you a little bit easily. So as a person grows, there are cartilage bound fractures in the skeleton, just like kind of already there, that allow growth and lengthening of the bones. But once adulthood is reached, these fractures ossify into solid bones, preventing any further growth. So basically, when you turn into a werewolf, enter re-ossification. So you're basically, your bones feel like you do when you were growing up.
Fuck.
And that's the, and I don't know if either of you know the answer to this, but the one thing that I can think of is how baby skulls are two separate parts, and then they fuse into like one part. And that's what I initially understood ossification as, and it would be like then being able to expand those plates back further apart.
Yeah.
It's just easier for me to picture that.
Sure.
Or something like that.
I'm glad you actually described it that way because I wasn't thinking of it that way, but that is easier for me personally to digest.
So
yeah, I think it's just a little bit more understood.
I love my dad, but he was a liar. when I was a little kid and I was having these issues, he's like, you're just growing, you're gonna be so big and strong. I'm weak and I'm fucking tiny.
Yeah. I mean, no, well, you're not weak.
I'm kind of like,
bitch,
damn, with
all you throw around kegs like no one I've ever seen.
All right, I'm weak emotionally. I thought he was really preparing me for life.
I do want you to know that this 5 foot, what, 5 foot one?
No, 5 foot nothing.
All I'm trying to say is this 5 foot nothing fucking chick can throw around half a half keg, then that's harder than most. That's harder for most people to do.
Yeah.
Than like just lift like most things.
At one point though, my back was so fucked up when I saw a doctor. The lady was like, "You either need a regular chiropractor or you need to change careers."
Lift with your legs.
No, lift with a swift jerking motion of the lower back.
All right, I have only a little bit left.
Okay,
let's get
on
into the cell. Like, now that we talked about the reossification of bones, so I think I did mention it earlier and probably a few different times. Your skeletal structure resembles more with a bear than it actually does wolves. Your beats per minute is also similar to a bear's.
Well, the basic thing is, the smaller the animal gets, the faster their heart rate becomes. And it is kind of weird that as a 7 foot wolf, you would have the same heartbeat, equivalent heartbeat, to a wolf who is actually just 4 foot tall.
Yeah.
That's the thing that kind of blows my mind, is that your heart rate increases even though you are a larger being than you are right now.
True.
Because the bigger you are, the harder it is for your heart to pump, so you pump less because you're pushing harder.
We're learning things.
We're learning things. I'm a guy sitting here with just two other guys just being scientists.
Just being scientists. We are scientists now. We're lycanthropic biologists.
Lycanthropophic? I feel like that sounds more professional.
That does sound more professional. So to go back into my leg.
Oh my God, Batman just crossed their legs.
No, and I put my pinky out
and then sat back like, I'm sorry, I'm an heiress to
Can
a BMW
white
fortune.
Coats because we've actually changed careers.
No, I just swapped legs, put my pinky out, and then rested back on my chair. I was I know science. I like bears.
Why isn't that a show yet? Drunk scientists just sitting
just
in the
hanging
corner.
Out.
Yeah, just hanging out. Getting drunk, talking about the cellular structure of bears.
We are that show. What do you mean?
I'm a science guy.
All right.
I always say we're like drunk history, but like dorkier and weirder.
But like for like 4 people instead of 4 million.
Yeah. Thank you for our 4 listeners.
Thank you, 4 listeners. We love you.
All right. So your eye sockets and your cranium become more ape-like with a similar attachment point to your spine. Your upper torso is somewhat shorter than the rest of your body, with wider shoulders.
Maybe I'm misinterpreting what you're saying. Is it kind of like a Danny DeVito setup where I don't have much of a neck?
I would say that's a John Cena setup, but yeah.
Danny more.
I mean, right. I actually cut that out. I did have a whole entire section on muscular structure and things.
And how
that...
it's like Danny DeVito.
No, but your trapezius muscle does become a little bit bigger. I was actually going to post the drawings that I found on the Patreon as bonus content.
Cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
But yeah, I have like... I didn't draw them.
Or the no-neck guy from, like, 30 Day Fiancé or whatever.
Oh,
fuck you know that guy, dude. Are you going to sit here and feel sympathy for this fucker?
I have sympathy for creatures that shouldn't have sympathy, and I hate myself for it.
So do I. I have bad feelings about what my favorite color is or which emoji doesn't get any love. I know, but also, like, no-neck dude just wants, like, I'm trying to bang. Never mind.
Fuck no-neck.
Call this out. Werewolves.
So a lot of stuff that you hear about with werewolves or just kind of transformation things in general is that, you know, we just talked about how, like, everything changes, right? I did find conflicting information in real science that would support that all being bullshit.
Okay.
So it basically just says, like, if you are, unfortunately, Batman, 5 foot nothing, and you want to turn into a werewolf, don't have these grandiose, like, ideas of you turning into a 7 foot
You can only grow proportionally to what you are right now.
I'm okay with being a DeVito werewolf. I just think I would be way better. I just think I would be way better as a dog person than an actual person. I hate people. I'm also so clumsy and over-trusting and over-loving like a dog, and I eat things I totally shouldn't.
So, and like, I do want you to know, you are... Danny DeVito is a trash person in comparison to you.
No, I am.
I do love Danny DeVito. Trash.
I love him, but this is in comparison to Batman.
That's true. Batman is a saint.
No, shut up. I'm a saint of trash. I roll around in trash. You were going to make me a candle of me with trash.
Batman is a saint of recycling, because if you don't recycle, Batman will probably kill
and
you.
Compost.
So I'm pulling it back.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say compost.
I love the possum.
The law of conservation of mass states
God.
That all mass must remain constant over time, as system mass cannot change quantity unless it is added or removed. The law also states that mass can neither be created nor destroyed, although it may be rearranged or the entities associated with it.
There-
Meaning,
laws of
you
physics.
Cannot create something from nothing,
which is a very reasonable thing, and this is one of the biggest things that I have been yelling about for a very long time amongst my nerds friends about why werewolves freak me the fuck out, because there's no fucking way that they could gain a foot of mass. There's no fucking way.
So what I'm saying is, you cannot create something out of nothing,
right?
If you are the height and weight that you are right now, you are the height and weight of what you would become as a werewolf.
Well, you could shift and change and technically become something taller or shorter depending on how you restructure yourself.
This is hard because, like, you know, I was finding all of this information and then all of a sudden I read that and I was
and
like,
fuck. Oh, world blown.
That law literally changes everything. But that law was stated on a website that I found through Lycanthropy.
That law is stated throughout all of our science textbooks.
Yeah.
That is a very, like, well-known, like, very, you pay attention to. There's a reason it's called a law, not a theory.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's just, it's hard because it's like, okay, like, what are ways around that law?
Magic.
True.
Magic is about the only thing that could be the answer to any of this. Like, there's no way that you could work within this. You cannot work within physics. And, like, the way that we understand earthly physics and our universe's mathematical system without bringing in some sort of outside thing that would be, like, a magical thing.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
and
that's,
like,
awesome.
That's fucking, like, cool. Like, that's so much fun.
We figured it out, guys.
I have to say, I have to pee again. I'm so sorry.
I have to pee so bad.
I mean, it's okay, dad cool. beers. Dad beers make you have to pee. Disclaimer, dad beers make
so
you have
bad.
To pee.
We're going to take
echo,
a quick
echo.
Break as we pee.
So, I'm going to sit here and say, as a devil's advocate, because I'm an asshole.
Asshole.
It doesn't necessarily have to be magic.
So, I just went softly to myself, aw, baby.
Vodka's over here dribbling. So aside from magic, there are some medical possibilities for why this lore was created. Because there was a lot of confusion about why wolves were used, or why there was, like, or why there were, like, certain types of magic that were used, or, like, what the fuck ever. People started looking into legit medical possibilities as to why werewolf lore could have came about. So lycanthropy in and of itself is a real disorder. It's the belief that you or someone that you know, or maybe not know, but someone else can transform into specifically a wolf. Or there are a couple other possibilities, generally like winged creatures. A lot of witches have been, like, thought to have been lycanthropic. But generally, it's this belief causes delusion and a ravenous appetite. So within the past 150 or so years, it's been linked to schizophrenia, organic brain syndrome with psychosis, psychotic depressive reaction, dissociative type hysteria, neurosis, manic depressive psychosis, and psychometer epilepsy. So basically, lycanthropy is an incredible psychological disorder that fucks with the wiring in your brain to make you believe, like in reality, that somebody is transforming into a wolf, whether it's you or somebody else. I'm going to talk about congenital hypertrichinosis universalis, which is a rare genetic disorder which causes excessive hair growth over most of the body. So there was this guy, Petruis Gonsalvolus. I fucked that name up so hard. And some of his children were some of the most extreme cases of this. And if you would like to look at any of their images, you can look at the portraits hanging in the Kunsthistorischen Museum of Vienna, and I definitely fucked that up.
It's fine. We don't speak a different language. Kunsthistorischenness.
I should be able to say this, but I can't. There were also 32 members of the Akavez family from Zacatecas, Mexico, who have this disorder. A few of them toured with traveling circuses throughout the late 90s, and you can look up both of those families. So it's a genetic thing that is passed down, and both of these people are showcased in, like, legit museums.
So, like, the whole family looked?
The one guy, it was only some of his children, but the other family, the Akavez family, the one from Mexico, Zacatecas, God damn it, I'm such an asshole. I'm just trying really hard, but I'm drunk.
We've been doing this a little bit longer than usual.
But there were like a fuck ton of people in this line, but it didn't necessarily mean if you were born to this family, you would be a werewolf. It just, there were some people in this family that were werewolves. Ergot poisoning. Have you guys ever heard of ergot poisoning?
Not a clue. So, dial me in, yo.
Ergot is something that like a lot of people are weirdly familiar with without realizing they're familiar with. It's actually a yeast. It's a fungal infection of yeast.
Maybe I have heard of it then.
Yeah, well, it comes up a lot with lycanthropic and a lot of vampire stuff, actually, too.
Okay.
Which might have been why you heard of it, because I know Sam is a vampire fan the same way I am. Or, like, interested in certain aspects. Whatever. So, ergot poisoning was something.
We've never had this conversation, have we? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
not on the air. But like, yeah, we've talked about how much we both like vampires.
Well, no, I'm talking about the concept of like, or the conversation of, what do you like more, vampires or werewolves?
What do I like more? Werewolves. What have I looked into more? Vampires.
Oh, okay. So
I would probably,
we're still all on the same page.
Yeah, like
I still feel like I should like Planned Parenthood to a lot of this podcast.
All right, well, hold on. Before we talk about ergot poisoning, let's discuss this. I'd rather fuck a werewolf, because duh. And then like, I'd rather date a werewolf than a vampire. That's what I got. Oh, Batman, would you rather date a werewolf or a vampire?
Well, I mean, I really love dogs. Do I want to fuck a dog? No.
Yeah, but it's like a dog human. Why do you have to make seem weird?
Like
for
a furry caveman human? I don't know if we
there
should.
There are
put
people
this
on the internet that will be fine with this.
Okay, wait.
I don't know
if
we should put this on podcast.
Sam, would you fuck werewolf?
I would rather fuck a human werewolf.
Right.
Like, obviously, like, not when he's like,
well,
in
not
his,
dog
like,
form.
No, definitely.
That's fucking weird.
I'm not trying to get into bestiality over.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm just saying.
I was confused by what you were saying, okay?
I'm just trying to say that, like, werewolf or
I don't want to fuck like some Slytherin vampire.
Yeah, no. Dude, vampires can't get boners because they don't have blood flow.
Well, not even just that. I just
no,
know.
Just that.
Tiny peen.
I also just feel like a werewolf would be, like, kind of cooler to just hang out with in general.
Duh. Like,
then this fucking like weird creature that's been like, I'm 300 years old.
I love the dog.
So like, this is what I think.
Garlic sucks. I fucking love garlic, you
garlic
cunt.
Bread.
Batman's
no!
Batman's about to sit here and just beat up all the internet vampires.
I love garlic.
I love garlic.
And fuck you, celiac disease may be real, but most of you that are like, I'm gluten intolerant, but you're drinking beer. I see you.
Celiac disease is 100% real, but most of you don't have it. So we got ergot poisoning. Ergot poisoning comes from ergot infested bread, which again is a it's a mold that grows on yeast. This actually doesn't make sense for werewolf outbreaks, because if there were a fungal outbreak, the entire town, or at least entire families, would be affected because they're eating the same bread.
True.
Yeah. So like the ergot. So
why would it favor one person, or two, three people?
Right.
Not everybody.
Not the whole town. When the entire town is relying on bread, at the very least, your entire family is relying on bread. This is one of the reasons that a lot of people kind of throw this ergot thing out of the window. It's a very well-known old school thing that people bring up to explain lycanthropy, and it actually doesn't make a lot of sense. But ergot does have similar hallucinogenic properties to LSD.
Hell yeah.
So if somebody was affected by ergot poisoning, it would not be out of the realm of possibility that they would believe that they could turn into something else. It's just it's very unlucky that it would be one person as opposed to an entire town. But also, because of ergot poisoning, we've realized that this could be explained through hallucinogenic plants, generally mushrooms or belladonna. Yeah, so deadly nightshade.
Stevie Nicks.
Oh, deadly nightshade,
went there.
Fine.
Did your head go to Charles Manson too?
I mean, belladonna does a lot of weird things to my brain. We got Charles, we got the Stevie, but like belladonna just makes me think of Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, all
right. That's where I first learned about belladonna.
We all went different directions. You went Charles Manson. I went Stevie Nicks, and you went.
Though I went very elementary with it, and it's fine.
No.
So, belladonna, which again, I know from Nightmare Before Christmas, which apparently is a weird way to learn witchcraft. So it's used in ritualistic practice to induce a mind-altering state and delusions of bodily metamorphosis and to prevent miscarriage. That was the biggest thing, is there was a lot of women in this time, which was, 100 years ago at this point, that were just trying to prevent miscarriage.
That's so
sad. So they were
sad.
Eating belladonna root, like, often.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not that sad. I mean, they were taking...
It's kind of wild that they knew that it was going to prevent a miscarriage. Like, much as we, like, ignore, like, how a...
Natural
assigned
amenity.
Female body looks and, like, acts, now, in 2021, to think that they recognized that belladonna was something that was, like, beneficial to people in this time is kind of wild.
Well, it's because we have pharmaceutical companies versus... In those times where it was like everything was natural and they were like, hey, this is how you fix this. Some things didn't make sense. Some things did.
So porphyria is a hereditary blood disease where those affected cannot produce hema, which is like the hemoglobin, the red component of blood. So this causes, and this will sound a lot like a vampire, and people need to understand that vampires and werewolves were confused for a very long time. So porphyria causes photosensitivity, reddish teeth, psychosis, excessive hair growth, sores, scars, and discolored skin, and it leads to the deterioration of the nose, ears, eyelids, and fingertips, and it also tightens up your lips and gums, making them look more like more incisors. Type things. Yeah, it makes them look more conspicuous.
Cool.
So there have been people who argued the possibility.
Imagine running into that in the middle of the night. But
I don't like it. It makes me feel like
I'm like, you did it. That's what it would look like.
Are we gonna take a picture of this?
Nope.
There are two more things that this could possibly that could medically explain this. Down syndrome is very subtly and like sneakily placed into things. Historically, it is believed that many people accused of being werewolves had Down syndrome. I couldn't find a reason for exactly why there's this very weird, misinformed, not really connected belief that people who had Down syndrome were then accused of lycanthropy.
Oh, that's really
sad. The other thing is, and the last thing that I have to talk about this week, is rabies. And that's for fairly obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Like, rabies affects your central...
I'm glad that rabies has been brought up.
Yeah, I mean...
Entirely.
There's a reason I put it at the end, because we all knew about it. But... I'm going to throw up on this microphone.
Hell yes.
I could, the microphone shot
actually
back
don't,
the
I'm
the
one
burp.
Who has to clean these.
So rabies. It affects the central nervous system. It causes extreme agitation, painful contractions of the throat, hallucinations, and the compulsion to bite people. Rabies was an incredibly common thing in medieval Europe that people would carry iron crosses. What do we know that as? To protect themselves against infected animal. Crosses were then named after St. Hubert, who was the patron saint of rabies. So that's where we get all that idea that, like, if you bring iron into a space, it then purifies things. It all comes out of this medieval European lore of you carry iron to protect yourself against infected animals of rabies. Rabies looks like demons. Demons means... what's the word that I'm possessed? If your animal is possessed and you wield iron in front of it, you can then protect yourself against them.
There was probably a lot of animals that got brutally murdered.
I don't even know if brutally is the word. If you were like in a club.
In the club.
And you just thought, like, maybe, like, a werewolf was gonna, like, walk in. What would you do to impress the werewolf?
What would I do? Take all my silver off, all my bling off, and be like...
Would you, like, buy them a drink?
Actually, no,
wait. Would you, like, try to play a song for them? Dance or twerk?
I lied. I should keep all my silver on, because hard to get.
Right. Like
so,
that.
Bust it.
I'm going to go ahead
bust
and
it.
Say bust that I probably wouldn't be in a club.
Oh, you wouldn't be in their club?
I also don't think werewolves
would. And I'm also going to say that the times that I have been in the club.
I've never been in a club.
I dance like a dickhead because I literally do not want anybody to come near me, touch me, whatever. So if I were in
Der club.
And a werewolf came up to me, I probably wouldn't even know, care, or whatever, because I'd be like...
I just threw up. I don't know what's happening.
I'd be
lot.
Like, Matt from It's Always Sunny, like...
just putting on a clinic. It seems like Batman's going to pee, and this
Batman's
might be
peeing.
The end of the episode.
Batman might not come back.
Though we were just in a very intense conversation about Der Club. I feel like at this point, we might be a little intoxicated. We should probably sign off.
This might seem short to you guys, but we've been here for a minute.
We've been here for a little bit.
Oh, and it's a reasonable time frame that we're recording.
It's nighttime, baby.
It's nighttime. It's not late nighttime. It's, well, I mean, now it's like, wait, what?
It's like almost one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that happened. So like we all did work already. So suck my dick. You can't fire me.
Yeah, suck my dick. I'm off tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to do the thing?
Let's just let's do the thing. Batman's pee-peeing.
Yeah, Batman's all pee-peeing.
Right. So you can email us at area215pod@gmail.com. Catch us on that Buzzsprout, which also links us to every single place that you can catch a podcast at.
Yeah, that's going to be area215.buzzsprout.com.
And you can catch us on those Instagrams.
Geez, we're all mad about it because they keep banning sex workers, but it's fine.
At area_215.
Yeah, and Sam's been playing with the Twitters.
Oh, yeah.
What's our Twitters?
I mean, I have not posted anything on Twitter.
I don't care.
Basically,
we're talking about it because everything's
sure
going
area
downhill.
215. I fixed it from the last time.
Yeah, area 215 sounds right.
It's if not, it's probably area_215. Like, what the fuck ever?
Just
dude?
Yeah, it's
if
fine.
If you tweet, you better be a pro wrestler.
We just want to give a big thanks to Darren Gross. He's one of our new Patreon members. We really appreciate your support. And for anybody else who would like some bonus content from us, I do know that we have a shit ton of bonus content up. We are reworking our Patreon right now to try to make sure that everybody's getting the content that we think that they actually deserve. We have animal pictures up there with like them dressed as silly cryptids. We have all of our drink recipes on there. We have some bonus book reviews. We have some, but we're coming out with some
curated
Spotify playlists
for us.
We're coming out with some movie reviews soon. We're trying to give you something of everything that you want.
This is Werewolf Part 1. We're gonna end this bitch because this is longer than I think we all wanted it to be.
It's super long.
Ending it. We did our shout outs. We did our stuff.
We did our stuff. Let's do our sign offs.
This is Sam Money Moss, aka Hot Vodka, whichever one you want to go with, because I just went with both for a minute.
Dude, I mean, like, you should. And this is Aaron, the 2-inch Punisher, obviously, Tannis, motherfuckers.
Batman's done. Batman did say earlier that they were done.
They're peeing.
So.
Still.
I have to pee really bad.
And we're done.
All right, guys.
Lay down in Cocoa, Bermuda, Jamaica.
I was actually weirdly thinking that in my fucking head.
I can't. I wanted to end it with
I could sing Jingle Bells. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell. Bark at the Moon. I used to think he was saying Pocket the Mode. I did not know what that song was. And
Pocket Mode.
Yeah, I was like eight. I didn't really understand what he was saying, and I thought he was saying Pocket the Mode.
Park in the mode. Whatever.
Ozzy, right. Sponsor us. Thank you. See you later.
Hot Pocket the Moon, dude. All right.
The Pocket the Mode.
What's our other stuff?
See in another dimension.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Said
see
it.
See in another dimension. No ghouls.
Ghouls, no tools, motherfucker.
God, I can't talk anymore. I don't even know why anybody pays me to do this.
Nobody pays us to do this. That's the problem.
You're right.
Hot Pocket, we're broke.
Goodbye.